Good morning, Dr. Stern, dictating a 6-minute walk test by Wanda Casey. On 8/2/22, Mrs. Casey performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 262 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 92%, period. The paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Geiger. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 8/2/22, Mr. Geiger performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 1/18/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, showing no progression, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on John Hutton. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 8/2/22, Mr. Hutton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity. The paragraph compared to a study dated 1/11/22, there's been improvement, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, Stephen Kunkel, Kunkel. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 8/2/22, Mr. Kunkel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 8/2/22, Mr. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 1/25/22, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy with a K, Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 8/2/22, Mrs. Stiles performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators. And compared to a study dated 3/29/22, there's been slight improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing slight improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bruce Veronik. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 8/2/22, Mr. Veronik performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. It was a poor effort after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 2/26/16, There's been no significant change. Period to paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, 6 minute walk test on Monica D. Dominicis, DeDominicis. This goes to Dr. Bokuk. On 8/2/22, Mrs. DeDominicis performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 300 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 92%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6 minute walk test on Donald Eisenman, Eisenman. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 8/2/22, Mr. Eisenman performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 367 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6 minute walk test on Robert Rowe, R-O-W-E. This goes to the VA. On 8/2/22, Mr. Rao performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 90%, period. After walking 131 meters in 2 minutes and 14 seconds, he desaturated to 82%. Patient felt short of breath and lightheaded, and the test was terminated. Period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6 minute walk test on Jack Owen. This goes to Dr. David Schmitz. On 8/2/22, Mr. Owen performed a 6 minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 225 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 90%, period. No paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.